Merry Christmas. You're listening to the best of the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for tuning in on this special holiday edition of the show. Don't worry, I'll be back on the airwaves live on Monday, January 6th, and we've got an excellent slate of guest hosts for my show between now and then. If it's a chill jazz piano, it's probably some Peanuts holiday music, because happy Thanksgiving Eve, y'all. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined by a very special guest and co-host today, Dan Terrio. He's a good friend of mine. He is a First Nation person joining me today. We are in the lighter side of the Holiday Eve celebration. Dan joining me for the second annual Dan and Maggie Holiday Festivus Thanksgiving Hangout. I don't know what we got to brand it somehow.
We got to think of a name.
We do. We absolutely do need to think of a name. I have got, there's a ton of texts, so I want to read them out.
Sure.
Everybody, if you want to text us, join in this last half hour before we all ride off into the beautiful holiday sunset. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We're going to talk about some of our favorite holiday movies. Dan and I are about ready to do a little holiday movie, name that tune,
ooh,
if you will. Yes.
Okay.
So wanted to share some of the text. Judy from Lodi says, I love It's a Wonderful Life. It shows how good friends and family is worth more than anything in the world, especially money and greed. It's an amazing movie and always important, always relatable. I love my family and my amazing husband, Eric. Aw, happy Thanksgiving, Judy and Eric. Cam from Appleton shows himself thawing out turkey tonight, and he sent us a meme, and it's Kramer in the shower cleaning the lettuce. I love it.
I love it.
Sue from Franklin, happy Thanksgiving Eve from Dan and I. She says, best movies, Going My Way and Bells of St. Mary. Oh, I love that one. They were my mom's favorites, and we watched them together often. This is my first Thanksgiving without her, and I'm sure going to watch both. Oh, Sue.
That's small.
Dan and I have all of the feels for
yes.
you right now. And little shout out to Sue's mom. I'll watch Bells of St. Mary in your mother's honor sometime during the holiday season. Linda from Middleton. My earliest memory of Native Americans was at Camp Upham Woods as an impressionable 10-year-old when Cloris Lowe gave us a talk about the history of Native Americans in Turtle Island. Amazing.
Yeah.
Oscar from Madison giving Maggie Dawn a heavy check on the text line. I love it when I get checked on the text line. He says, no, Maggie, dressing is made with cornmeal stuffing. Oh, dressing is made with cornmeal, period. Stuffing is made with bread. That's the difference. Oh, I love it. I'll take the check from Oscar and Madison. Love it. Spread that knowledge, Oscar. Sherry from Horicon saying, no, stop with the bread. Use gnocchi. If you could make stuffing with gnocchi, I mean, like, that's next
interesting.
Level. Next level decadent. Lynn from Oconomowoc. What's up, Lynn? She says, happy Thanksgiving. My stuffing, a bag of seasoned breadcrumbs, crumbs, lots of melted butter, a box of chicken rice-a-roni cooked. Okay, you kind of had me at rice-a-roni.
Wow.
Apple cider to soften bread, cubed apples, raisins, celery, and walnut pieces. Makes enough for the bird and around it. Ooh, that sounds delicious, Lynn. I'm getting hungry. Steve, hello again, Steve. He likes a wild rice stuffing with sweet Italian sausage, mirepoix, of course, watered chestnuts. Loving that addition. Fresh mushrooms. Gorgonzola, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Yes, Steve, that sounds delicious as well. Thank you all. Please keep the texts and outreach coming. 855-75-CIVIC. You can also be watching us on the U of the Tube, the Book of the Face, and the thing that used to be called Twitter.
Pink.
All of them. Of course, you can find me on Instagram as well. Go check me out. Please follow me. Also on Blue Sky now at Maggie Dawn Show. I had a little story to share with everyone,
oh, yeah.
Dan.
There you go.
So if you've been listening for a while, and as Dan knows, I've regaled you with a few New York stories. I lived in New York for a number of years as a little baby lawyer after I got done clerking for a federal appeals court judge. And I was very lucky. I got hooked up with this amazing apartment. And it was right on Central Park. Mm. Like, I was so lucky. People would show up and be like, well, who did you know in New York? And I was like, nobody. I'm from Milwaukee. I'm Maggie. What's up? You know, and that was kind of the vibe. Beautiful place. I had a great roommate. And we decided to throw this huge holiday bash. Like, this apartment was obnoxiously large for New York. And there's a long story about how I got it. I'll tell you that story some other time. But it wasn't at market rates, okay? Mm. And no, I didn't cheat, okay? There's New York has very specific rent control laws. In any case, she was Jewish. I was raised Catholic. So we decided, again, like big combo party. She was making latkes and a lot of traditional Jewish fare. And I decided I would do like the classic meat and cheese plate, chipped beef dip, because that is delicious. And it's a I mean, I always get the Carl Budding corned beef. Like, you cannot make chipped beef without Carl Budding corned beef. Okay, delicious, super good. You can eat it with celery or a toastette or a Ritz cracker. It's literally good on everything. Anyways, chipped beef dip and a lot of it. And then I made cookies. And by make cookies, I mean there was over 1,000 cookies made. Multiple different kinds. A couple of the recipes were from my 92-year-old neighbor. Her name was Ann Luddington. Okay? This is from, like, the old country. It's just butter and sugar. And sometimes you use almond extract. Sometimes it's vanilla. But, like, these are the component parts, right? So I made all these cookies, and I made cookie bags as, like, guest gift bags. Nearly 100 people came through our apartment. And I kid you not, Dan and everybody out there, it was like the swarm of the locusts had come through. There was not a morsel of food left. They ate all of it. And I kept hearing, like, what is in these cookies? I was like, yes, that's butter and sugar, people. Like, that's what that tastes like. I'd go to parties in New York and there'd be like one tiny little tray of sushi. Like, no wonder people are so skinny here. Where's the cowboy sandwich and the chipped beef dip? Come on now. Like, you got to feed people when they're drinking.
I am taking notes of all of it because the chipped beef dip never had.
Oh my, Dan.
Never had.
I am so hooking you up with the chipped beef dip. It is so good with sour cream and green onions. Little Lowry's, cracked pepper.
Sounds so
where it's
good.
At. And so easy to make. You just want to do it the night before so it can set and chill.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good.
Really good. I'm so excited for Thanksgiving, everybody, obviously. I am with my very special guest and co-host today, Dan Terrio. We have talked about the intersection of Native American traditions and the importance of Native American history, it being Native American History Month. But we thought we'd have some fun at the very tail end of the show. Your texts and calls, of course, welcome. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We're going to play Name That Holiday Movie,
right,
Dan. Are you ready?
Let's
Cardi,
do this.
Are you ready? Let's do this. Okay, this one's an oldie. I'm going to give you a hint. We're going to be starting with cut 6. Cardi, give me a thumbs up when you are ready to go.
Just to clarify, these are, yes, are these holiday films? So it can be like Thanksgiving or Christmas? Or
correct.
Is it just, okay.
Correct.
Thank
it's,
you.
It's in the broad category
needed
of holiday
films. Needed to get into that
mindset.
Films.
Okay, here's number one.
Sorry to interrupt your work, but you're making a serious mistake.
Huh?
With reindeer, I mean. You're putting Prancer where Dasher should be. And Blitzen should always be on my right-hand side.
He should, huh?
Yes, and another thing. Donner's antlers have 4 points instead of 3. But I don't suppose anyone would notice that except me.
No, I don't suppose so. Say, who are you?
My name is Kringle. Kris Kringle. Well, glad I could be of help. Goodbye.
Dan, name that holiday film.
Is that Miracle on 34th Street?
Bing, 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 bing.
Ooh.
Wow, 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 wow. Like, yes, Dan, Miracle
on
34th
Street.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
Love it. That is some high quality guessing. I was starting with what I thought was the hardest one out of the box.
Yeah.
Dan, an A plus thus far.
Thank you.
Cardi, we are going to give him a little go on cut 7B here. 7B as in boy. This a little bit more recent.
Okay.
Let's see if Dan... No, let's go to 7. If you don't have 7B, we can do 7A. That's okay.
Yeah, I got 7A here.
7A, let's let her rip here.
Mom! Kevin!
Now, before you answer this, I'll give you another option for an answer. Maggie Dawn at 9:45 p.m. on election day. That's also a possible answer to what this sound is. I'm just kidding.
Oh. It took me a second. I was like, oh, because a certain individual was in one of these movies. And that's what I was trying to figure out, is if this is the first one or if this is the second one. And I'm going to say that it is the OG Home Alone.
Home Alone. It is the OG. Ding, 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 ding. Dan, he continues to bat 100. All right, this movie you definitely know, but whether you know this sound will be determined. Next, we're going to be taking cut number 10, Cardi. This is cut number 10. Okay. Let's take a listen here.
I suppose it all started with the snow. You see, it was a very special kind of snow. A snow to make the happy happier and the giddy even giddier. A snow to make a homecoming homier and natural enemies friends. Natural. For it was the first snow of the season. And as any child can tell you, there's a certain magic to the very first snow, especially when it falls on the day before Christmas. For when the first snow is also a Christmas snow, well, something wonderful is bound to happen.
Frosty the Snowman?
Oh, yes. It's one of my favorite. Who doesn't cry in Frosty the Snowman?
I haven't watched that in a long time.
Maybe we'll have like a hot chocolate Frosty night.
That would be great. Because, yeah, that's one that we used to watch a lot when I was a kid.
It's so cute. I mean, it's just adorable. Let's skip ahead here. Since we're really leaning into our fond childhood memories, let's go with cut 16, Cardi. This one, I hope you'll appreciate, Dan.
Though a Buddy grew twice as fast, he wasn't any different from the other children.
Too fast, Bucky.
I mean, not really.
Now, before we learn how to build the latest in extreme graphic chipset processors, let's recite the code of the elves, shall we? Number one.
Treat every day like Christmas.
Number two.
There's room for everyone on the nice list.
Number three.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
That's Elf.
Yay,
because I thought
buddy.
I heard Bob Newhart,
it's
right?
It's Bob Newhart,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to see the musical on Saturday at the Marcus Center.
What
so.
A perfect setup. Yes, Elf playing at the Marcus Center for Performing Arts down in Milwaukee on Water Street. We're going to come back. We have at least maybe one more absolute classic that I would be remiss if we did not take a listen to as we continue to play Stump Dan with the sound from the holiday movie.
You haven't stumped me yet.
Your texts and comments are welcome. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We might be able to get one more in here. This one might be a little bit of a stumper because it's so short. This is going to be cut 14. Go ahead, Cardi.
Way over our heads here.
If anybody can do this, it's you, number one.
I'm not going to lie to all the elves.
Dan?
That is the Santa Claus.
The man cannot be beaten.
You had me at Tim Allen. I could hear his voice. I mean, that's a recognizable voice.
Midwestern voice, Tim Allen.
But it's Santa Claus.
With an E. Yes. I'm Maggie Dawn, everybody. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got Dan Terrio with me. We got the last segment of the day. If you'd like to say thanks to anyone or about anything in particular, now is your chance. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Keep it locked.
You're listening.